Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Frontier Extension District, Adult Development and Aging, and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. All the fair stuff, everything has been a lot of fun looking at everything that everybody is doing. And we can look ahead to some more things that need to be taken care of. You've got some pretty good insights for us today.
We do. You know, if there's one thing that we can count on happening year after year after year, it's the rising cost of living. Whether it's small or large, it's bound to happen to some degree. For most people, the discussion focuses on things like maybe our grocery bills or how much it takes to fill the gas tank every week or every day. It also includes the concerns about the rising cost of assisted living for seniors and their families. Over the last couple of years, prices have gone up in many parts of the country. You know, with COVID-19 strained the supply chains and staff availability. Even without the pandemic, researchers are forecasting that assisted living will become even harder for seniors to access by the year 2033. Fortunately, one thing that helps is having a valid variety of assisted living facilities. For example, you know, here in the U.S., we have assisted living choices in some parts of the U.S. that range from, you know, the most basic to really luxurious accommodations, with some websites even helping older adults find the best options in cities around them. So if they don't have time to go around and look for all that, there are websites that will help you. So whether you're looking for retirement homes or an in-home care, there's no question that assisted living is quite costly, and no question that it's only going to become more expensive over time. While this is to be expected, it's been predicted that several different factors may contribute to making the assisted living inaccessible for the next decade seniors. Research at the University of Chicago has analyzed patterns in income growth, cost of living, and there are more for the next 10 years. According to the estimates, it's possible that among middle-aged income over the age of 75, have more than 11 million of them won't be able to pay for assisted living. Additionally, since they won't qualify for assistance from Medicaid, they could be left to figure out a less suitable alternative. To make matters worse, the same seniors are less likely to have the safety net of spouses or children. Family support systems are sometimes something that many seniors rely on, whether it's financial support or living care, or sometimes something in between. Another point to think about is that it is an estimated in 1/3 people under 85 will probably have some kind of cognitive impairment. And with the number rising to 40% of people who are over 85 or more, just over half the seniors will also have 3 possible chronic disease or health conditions or more, and will likely struggle with their mobility. These predictions highlight the need for some form of assisted living, while also pointing out the dwindling ability of seniors to afford it. So as people age, things do get often more difficult. Physical tasks sometimes become harder. Forgetfulness may become an issue as well. Even seemingly trivial sickness can turn into a medical crisis, and the matters of basic hygiene could, you know, start to fall by the wayside as well. So what's the right choice when that starts to happen? For most, the answer is to arrange for some form of assisted living. The decision can be almost as hard for the family as it is for the seniors, and they often bear some of that responsibility. From moving their loved ones to a different place to shouldering some of the facility costs, many families are instrumental in looking after their elderly relatives' well-being as they age. According to the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services webpage, in Kansas, we currently have 319 nursing homes and 457 residential health care facilities. Residential health care facilities in Kansas include facilities licensed as assisted living, residential health care, and home plus or boarding care homes. In total, these facilities have 34,000, almost 500 beds. And since most families don't opt to take care of their loved ones themselves, the primary choices become assisted living or home care. Assisted living facilities tend to be the top pick, mainly because they're more affordable compared to at-home care. However, this isn't always to say that they're cheap. You know, and if a patient has Alzheimer's, you know, extra care is needed, and so the price tag would possibly increase up to 30% or more depending on where you go. So home care is a much more personalized but also significantly more expensive. For the people who can afford it, home care is the best option since the senior can be cared for in the home surrounded by familiar surroundings. For anyone who's on a budget, though, an assisted living facility is definitely a better option. When someone is looking at their options for assisted living, the final choice may depend on their budget. Even after years of planning and saving, they may only have enough to cover the basics. For most people, they may draw on personal savings, maybe a pension payment that they have, or retirement accounts, or similar resources to pay for assisted living. Their children sometimes often help kick in some money, but either with all or part of their monthly bills. There are other options besides personal savings account, though. Some seniors plan on selling their home. Once it's time to move out, they wouldn't have a sense. They won't have any use for them while they're in an assisted living facility. However, others prefer to keep the house as sort of a rainy day fund in case they suddenly need extra money for medical emergency or some other unexpected cost. So just remember that the next decade, as we're all continuing to age, we will be faced with increasingly tricky situations for seniors to maybe navigate as they search for affordable assisted living. But hopefully with some forethought and creativity and some planning ahead, we can help our friends and loved ones get the help they need when they need it. For additional information on adult development and aging resources, feel free to contact me at 785-828-4438.
Thank you for that. It's a lot of food for thought, and it's not something we can just say, I'll pass on that this month or anything. We have to take care of our family members, our neighbors.
Never too late to start planning.
Yes, definitely. I think that's kind of the bottom line. Plan now for what's coming. Taking care of your families and your neighbors and yourselves.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.